down the beach. But what about the sea? Any boats? Excellent. Two fishing boats, but a considerable way out, and no signs of any craft being beached.
Very well. There's obviously no more to be learned here. Back to the top, I think. Hmm. Did your companion... what was his name?
Stackhurst.
Yeah. Did he wait with the body while you went down to the beach?
Yes, but there was a development I haven't mentioned yet.
Oh, good. I could do with some new material. What happened?
A minute or so after poor McPherson died...
Before you went down the path?
Yes. Stackhurst and I were kneeling over him when a shadow fell across us. Ian Murdoch.
For a deserted cliff, it seems to have been positively swarming. Is he from the school, too?
Mathematics master. Tall, thin, dark, somewhat aloof. A fierce temper, so I'm told, though usually he managed to contain it.
A friend of the dead man?
Apparently not. There'd been some incident with McPherson's dog. Murdoch threw it through a plate glass window.
Good God. This is a man in charge of children?
Stackhurst told me he'd have dismissed him on the spot, but he was too valuable as a teacher.
How did he react to the sight of the body?
He seemed to be honestly shocked. Poor fellow. Poor fellow, what can I do? How can I help?
An act, do you think?
A good one if it was.
Which direction did he approach from?
Hard to say, I'm afraid. Our attention wasn't exactly on our surroundings. Hmm.
So he could have come up the cliff path?
Well, if he did, it was very gingerly. I didn't see any footprints.
Did you suspect him at that particular moment?
He was close at hand. Logically, he was a suspect.
Yes, but how did he strike you? Was he acting suspiciously at all? You know, this is just like that damn stage play.
The similarities elude me.
Questions! All I'm doing is asking an endless string of questions. It's always you who gets the interesting speeches.
I thought you liked it that way.
Amazing, Holmes. That's incredible, Holmes. It all seems so simple now you explain it, Holmes. I'm not sure I want to go down in history as a literary device to make you seem even cleverer than you are.
Eight.
Not to mention lending credence to your more dubious deductions. Eight what?
What do you mean, dubious?
Eight what?
Consecutive sentences without a question mark.
Oh, for goodness sake, I'm talking about fiction. This is real life.
Is it?
Please. If we start discussing your precious Tibetan mysticism, we'll be here all day.
You think that will be long enough?
No, I don't. Now, let's get back to something more concrete before I forget everything you've told me so far. Now, you and Stackhurst were standing over poor McPherson's body when this dog-hurling mathematics tutor turned up. What then?
I sent Murdoch to inform the police in Fulworth. That's the nearest village. Then I left Stackhurst to guard the body and went to look at the beach. By the time I got back, Murdoch had returned with the official representative of the law, Constable Anderson, a member of that peculiar, slow Sussex breed.
Holmes.
Pound of good sense under a silent exterior.
You certainly have mellowed.
Good sense, which he instantly demonstrated by asking me for advice.
On the other hand, maybe not. What did you tell him?
Let no one touch the body until the doctor had seen it and to stop people trampling all over the sea. And then...
And then what?
And then I went home for breakfast.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
The lunch will be a few minutes. The landlord was slightly taken aback by your request for something with no meat in it.
Was he able to rise to the challenge?
Not with any great creativity. You're getting a cheese and pickle sandwich.
Oh, splendid. You?
I'm afraid I couldn't resist the roast beef. You did say you wouldn't mind.
Not in the least. I've no desire to inflict my idiosyncrasies on others.
Thank you.
The walk wasn't too much for you.
No, not at all.
Oh, no, good.
What was it? A couple of miles?
No, nearer three.
Well, to your success with the case.
Ah, thank you.
You can't beat a real country brew.
Yes, I thought you'd appreciate it. But that's not why I brought you here.
Well, I hardly thought it was. So come on. What's the Fulworth connection?
This.
What is it?
You have a look.
Torn from a cheap writing pad, but done carefully. No jagged edges or bits missing. Folded once. And look how exact the alignment is. This was done by someone exceptionally neat and meticulous. A clear thinker, probably quite intelligent.
Watson, that is positively scintillating.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, it's also totally irrelevant.
Oh?
You were supposed to simply look at the message.
You're the one who told me that the outside of a letter can be as informative as the inside.
Not, alas, in this case, the message.
Hang on. This is your handwriting.
Well, of course it is. The police would hardly have let me keep the original. It was vital evidence.
Well, how was I supposed to know what it was? Right, let's see.